USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea has not delivered on its promise of a Christmas gift to the United States, at least not yet. A North Korean official saying earlier this month that the U.S. has been buying time in negotiations with the North and saying it was entirely up to the U.S. what Christmas gift it would get. Many in Washington fearing that leader Kim Jong-un was going to order a long-range missile test for the first time in more than 2 years, but again, so far, it hasn't happened. The body of Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel, killed in Afghanistan last week, has returned to the United States. Those in his hometown of Westwood, New Jersey, coping with the loss.
This time of year, though, we have to remember that we enjoy all the freedoms that we have because of the soldiers like him who fight bravely for us, and we appreciate that.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Police in Boston looking into the circumstances of the deaths of a woman and two young children who were all found unconscious on a sidewalk below a Northeastern University parking garage yesterday afternoon. They were later pronounced dead at a hospital. District Attorney Rachel Rollins.
As a mother, it was incredibly hard. This scene in particular where there were two young children that lost their lives.
She was speaking on NBC News. Police believe the two kids were both under age five. Police are calling the deaths a tragedy but are not speculating publicly about the circumstances surrounding them. Today is expected to be another of the busiest travel days of the year. AAA says over 100 million Americans will be driving to their destinations today through New Year's, and in many cities, the worst time to travel today will be from mid to late afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
President Trump is again threatening to bring in the feds to solve California's homeless problem. On Twitter, the president saying Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is doing a really bad job in caring for the homeless population in the state, and the president promised the federal government will get involved if the state cannot fix the problem. Trump has already suggested using the Environmental Protection Agency to take action against San Francisco over its homeless population. Two women are claiming they were sexually assaulted on Frontier Airlines flights and that the carrier never did anything about their complaints. The incidents are part of a new federal lawsuit against the airline. One of the women says a male passenger sexually assaulted her during a flight out of Denver in October. The other woman's incident allegedly happening in November, also on a flight out of Denver. The two women say they told flight attendants about the incidents, but the attendants never reported them to anyone else, including police. And the organizers of Burning Man are taking the federal government to court over permit fees. The nonprofit that puts on the annual festival in the Nevada desert argues they're being overcharged by the Bureau of Land Management. The groups filed a lawsuit seeking relief from the nearly $3 million the government charges each year to put on that festival. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.